Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Our thanks to Adams Road Band for that musical introduction. Thank you also to Brian Maines for that introduction. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is my colleague, Eric Johnson. At this moment, we have been involved in an outreach up at the Brigham City Temple Open House. As you know, the Mormon Church puts a lot of emphasis in their temples. They make a very big deal out of the temples. They have a number of them scattered throughout Utah, scattered throughout the United States, and even scattered throughout the world. They believe that these temples are very important because this is where they learn various handshakes and passwords, signs and tokens, key words that they feel are necessary if they are going to get back into the presence of God. Of course, after the open house comes to an end, unless you are a Mormon in good standing, have a temple recommend, you will not be allowed to go into it again. Why do we do this? This is a question that is often asked. Many times, the reason that we do it is simply for this reason. It is a proselytizing outreach on the part of the Mormon Church. This is where members of the LDS Church are supposed to invite their friends who perhaps are not members and go with them, tour with them, and show them what the inside of a temple looks like. Also, there are a lot of Gentiles or non-members that are probably curious about these buildings. And so we want to be there to hopefully give information not only to the LDS people, but also to those that are not members of the LDS Church.
This temple outreach is going to be LDS, and I'm going to estimate about 98% of everybody going through there is very adamant about their LDS faith. However, what you just mentioned, people bringing people, I can tell right off the top when somebody's walking past me and they've brought people, because you can see them trying to explain and talk about it. And on those kinds of instances, I do my best to get what we have produced, a newspaper, a four-page newspaper, into their hands. And I'm going to tell you, I get that into their hands often to the chagrin of the Mormons who are with them. And they, right. Oh, you don't want that. Oh, well, I just want to see what they have to say. Because what we're doing, we're not trying to fool anybody out there, but we're saying this is free information, not LDS, is typically how we is what we say there. We're not trying to not show who we are.
We're not trying to imitate Mormons.
No.
We don't want the people to think we're Mormons. In fact, we don't dress in suits purposely for that reason. We can't win on that one. If we're not totally dressed up like they are, we get accused of being irreverent. And if we do dress up, then we're accused of trying to look like them. You can't win on that.
I had one guy this past week who just said, you need a tie? I'll get you one.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you're right. You can't win. It's catch-22.
Well, one of the things that is often said is, and I had a person stop by last night and said, are you protesting? I says, oh, absolutely not. Now, Mormons have every right to have a temple. That is certainly their constitutional right to build these buildings. I don't have a problem so much with that. But no, we're not protesting. We are actually trying to teach people. We are trying to inform people. We have these black signs, if you were to drive around the area, that merely say either sacredorsecret.com or gotforgiveness.com. Mostly we've been using the gotforgiveness.com in this outreach. And what that does is that will take them to our website where they will read some articles on what salvation is all about from a New Testament perspective. We're trying to educate, not protest. Now, I know it's easy for Mormons to say, well, you're a protester. Why? That tends to make us look like we're doing something devious or something sinister. We're not protesting. We're merely talking to people, and we've had a number of conversations with a lot of the people that do happen to stop by and want to talk to us. Is this really wrong? If you're a Latter-day Saint and you have a problem with Christians standing on a street trying to educate people, then I would have to assume that you have a problem with Ammon in the Book of Mormon. Let me read you a portion of the Book of Mormon found in Alma 26. This is verse 29. This is Ammon, who was supposedly doing the writing, where he says, and we have entered into their houses and taught them, and we have taught them in their streets. Yea, and we have taught them upon their hills, and we have also entered into their temples and their synagogues and taught them. And what happened with Ammon? He says, and we have been cast out and mocked. Now, we've certainly received a lot of mocking. You had a driver of one of the buses there chew you out.
Yeah.
And much to the embarrassment of the Mormon gentleman who was stationed on that corner to kind of, I guess, keep an eye on us or at least give directions to visitors, he was embarrassed by what his fellow Mormon had to say.
Well, he asked me as I came back from the curbside. He couldn't hear because the guy had his bus door open. And he says, what did he tell you? And I said, well, he called me a Pharisee and then basically chewed me out. And I tried to give him a newspaper and then he just mocked me about that.
In Alma chapter 32, we find this. This is Alma now speaking, where he says, and it came to pass that they did go forth and began to preach the word of God unto the people, entering into their synagogues and into their houses, and yea, and even they did preach the word in their streets. If you believe the Book of Mormon, I would think that this would be sufficient evidence to show that there's nothing wrong with trying to talk to people, speak to them about what you believe passionately is true on the streets. That's where we are. They'll say, well, why a temple? Well, that's where the Mormon people are. That's where the visitors are. We're going to go to the people. We want to reach them with what we believe are problem areas in the Mormon faith and in Mormon history.
And once this event is over, this open house event is over on September 15th, and we're not there anymore. I've told people, don't expect us to be at the dedication or anything else because those aren't public events.
Yeah, but that's not our thing. If somebody else shows up, that's not us. No. That's not MRM. One Mormon actually said, well, we're disrupting worship. There's no worship going on. It's an open house. There's no worship at all going on.
Some of the people who are listening to this broadcast might very well live in Brigham City because 820 does get to Brigham City. One of the things that I have found that has been so successful on this outreach, we're not permitted on two of the streets where most of the people are, so we're on the outskirts on two other streets, but they have positioned guards, ushers they call them, to kind of monitor what we're doing and everything else. Well, that's the best thing for us because it can get kind of boring out there. About 70% of the people, 80%, will not even talk to us and refuse the newspaper. We're getting out maybe one newspaper every 15 people or so. So we're not getting out a whole lot of information there, but we get a chance to talk to the people there. And in just 15 or 20 minutes, I've had some of the ushers tell me, you know, you guys aren't as bad as I thought you were going to be. And then we're people, we're humans, and we just have this great chat on the from the weather to where you live and what you do.
Yeah, what do you think about the election? And,
yeah.
You know, they have opinions on all that, and you're right. And I did have an excellent conversation with a young man. Well, not a young man. He was probably about my age. So I guess
I'm not young anymore.
Okay. Wow. Well, anyway, and I was asking him some of the same questions that I've often asked Latter-day Saints, and I found the same pattern as I always do. When you talk to them and you say, well, okay, tell me about your faith. What is it that you believe is necessary in order to get the best your religion has to offer? And of course, it's always the big three. You know, you've got to repent of all your sins, you've got to keep all the commandments, and you've got to keep all your covenants. I was talking to him yesterday about covenant keeping, and he admitted to me that he doesn't always keep his covenants. He admitted to me that he doesn't keep all the commandments. He admitted to me that he's not really even truly repentant of all his sins. So I asked him, well, tell me, can you define for me what you think the phrase in the Book of Mormon about procrastinating your repentance really means? And he gave me an explanation, and after what he had told me earlier, I says, well, isn't that kind of what you're doing? Aren't you procrastinating your repentance because you're not keeping all the commandments or you're not keeping all your covenants, and there are some sins that you certainly haven't stopped, which is the definition of repentance in a Mormon context? And he had to be honest enough to admit this. Now, I had that similar type of conversation more than once yesterday alone. Why is it they all know what they're supposed to do, but none of them are doing it? I mean, I was having a conversation with a Mormon woman. This young man was apparently standing off to the side. I didn't see him until he jumped into the conversation. And he jumped in and wanted to ask me this question about what I thought the gospel was. So I started to explain to him some of the things that I felt were a big portion of the gospel. And I started asking him those same questions about repentance and commandment keeping and covenant keeping. Same answers I was hearing all the time. In fact, I was still standing in front of this lady who had a lengthy conversation with me, and she had answered the questions very typically, as I had been hearing all day. And when I asked him, okay, this is what you say you're supposed to do. Are you doing it? And he gave me the usual answer, well, I'm trying. And I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I said, see, the answers are always the same. You know what you're supposed to do, but none of you are doing it.
Well, I'm going to ask, if you're a Christian out there right now and you want to know what you can do to help us, we need prayer. I mean, this is all about spiritual warfare, and we're seeing it every day, but we're seeing incredible things happen. We're doing this for the next 2 weeks, all the way through September 15th. Pray about what we're doing out there. Go online and see our newspaper that we're handing out. It's on sacredorsecret.com, and you can see the newspaper, 4 pages. We put this together especially for this outreach, and it's aimed at Mormons. We're wanting them to be able to see the gospel. And if you're interested in possibly helping us, we're trying to get this literature out on every doorstep in the entire city of 7,000 homes. We've about a third of the way through. We need some help with that. If you think that you'd like to help us maybe put some of these on the doorsteps, just reach us at contact@mrm.org, and I will get back to you and tell you what you can do to help.
Really, these type of outreaches are not all that difficult, because most of the time you really don't have to say a whole lot. As we mentioned, one of the reasons for the website signs is when the buses go by us, of course, we didn't reach those people. One of the ways we do reach them is just merely by holding up the website sign.
4 or 5 hits an hour.
And people are driving by, and it's funny when you see a lot of them holding out their little camera phones, taking pictures of it, so they make sure that they get the URL correct. But it's very easy outreach, and really, if you've never done anything like this before and you're interested, give us a call, write us. We'd love to talk to you about possibly being a part of it.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wanted to go to the Holy Land? It's the place where Jesus walked, a place of great significance in our Bibles. In late February of 2013, Mormonism Research Ministry and Utah Lighthouse Ministry are hosting an 11-day trip to Israel. Among other places, we will experience baptism in the Jordan River, walk through Hezekiah's Tunnel, explore Masada, and float in the Dead Sea. During our trip, we plan to spend a day with Israeli resident Joel Kramer, a former Utah pastor and current film producer, who will take us to Cave 1 and Qumran and Jericho as well. In addition, a 7-day pre-extension tour to Turkey is available. Your price includes all transportation, admission fees, meals and taxes, and tips. If you've never been to the Holy Land, or even if you have, join Bill McKeever, Sandra Tanner, and several local Utah pastors for the trip of a lifetime. It all begins February 19th, 2013. Visit theapologeticstudybibletour.com for more information, or call 602-788-8864.